From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Anyone watching Congress today could see that the House of Representatives has boiled over into a partisan mess. And that's just as lawmakers are trying to adjourn for their August break. The list of bills Democratic leaders want to pass before leaving is still long, including top priorities for the newly minted majority. But Republicans are blocking things at every turn, and the result at times has been hours of partisan gridlock. NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook joins us now to explain the situation. And Andrea, what's happened in the last couple of hours up there on the Hill?
Well, Michelle, just in the last couple of hours, we've seen a big, important priority just recently come up as a priority. More money to go to Minnesota for the I-35 bridge collapse. The Congress, the House, has just authorized $250 million in emergency funds for that. Also, in the last couple of hours, they've been talking a lot about something that happened last night. A big mess that happened on the House floor that started when the House of Representatives was talking about the Ag Appropriations Bill. That's total Washington speak, the funding the Department of Agriculture for the next year. And Republicans tried to bring up this procedural motion, and they were voting on this, and the gavel came down on the last vote. Republicans said that they'd won it. But the guy in the chair with the gavel, Democrat Mike McNulty of New York, said it was a tie and that Republicans had lost. So this ended up being kind of a revolt on the House floor. Listen to this clip from late last night.
The chair prematurely called the vote at 2:14. Called the vote at 2:14. While there were votes being entered, after all of the cards were added, the final vote was 212 to 216 nay.
So, Michelle, after a lot of hollering, Democrats conceded to hold a revote, but then Republicans walked off the House floor. They said because they were so angry, but they also knew that they didn't have the votes to pass the measure. This isn't just something that happened last night, Michelle, though. They've been talking about it all day today. It seems like the Republicans are really latching on to it as a way to show their constituents how the House is being run.
You know, listening to that tape, it almost sounds like the British Parliament.
Exactly.
That kind of political scrum. Now, the House still has a lot of important bills that are on the schedule. It sounds like these partisan tensions have spilled over into today.
They sure have. They spilled right over into today. The House floor was in, as you said, almost total gridlock all day long. Right now, they're finally getting to the point where they're voting on a bill that would authorize the spy court, the court that allows warranted wiretaps on spying on people's phone calls. This is really contentious. Republicans have been really angry about the Democrats not going far enough on this. Democrats say they don't want to give too much power to, you know, embattled Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. And so all day, Republicans have brought motions to adjourn, motions to table, other motions, anything to gum up the works here. And so, you know, there's this giant backlog. They're going to vote on this. Nobody thinks at this point that it's going to pass the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Authorization. And then they've got the bill to fund the entire Department of Defense for the next year and a massive energy bill, actually a couple of massive energy bills to put new efficiency standards for electricity and buildings. And so it's there's a lot left to do.
Andrew, just quickly, when is this all going to end?
Ha, that's anybody's guess at this point. Maybe tomorrow night, maybe Monday. But, you know, what is clear is that each side is making a play for the narrative here, the story that will be told about how this Congress is operating. Democrats would like to go home for the August recess saying, look at all this important work we've done. Republicans would like to go home saying, look how fouled up the House is.
That was NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook. Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome.